Home blog, July 16, 2013. God is covering for her dumbass brother Cletus, by Alicia Goranson. God brother Cletus woke up from his hangover, lit up a cig, and said, "Give me the keys! Go take a nap and you scooch a cute thing over, then when you're out I can do as I please." Cletus was known for his bad predilection of bossing his sister since she was a kid. Humoring him was a nasty addiction, but he was still family, so humor she did. Long, long ago, in the age of the dinosaurs, Cletus woke up on a warm Texas day, drank up his 40, since he was a wino, of course it weren't a sin yet, so it was okay. Cletus, a free god within a free state, unbuckled his trousers to do what he wanted. All was his playground to praise and berate. Naked and happy, his body he flaunted. Over the hill were two tyrannosauri, a-getting the busy as dinosaurs do. So Cletus got himself masturbatory. Ain't nothing or heaven or earth wrong with you. Walkie went, and a walker they went, and a walker together they walked on the hill. They wobbled and woozled the ground on their fundament. Warbling Cletus, he drained himself still. But then he realized the Tyrannosauri and Tyrannosex with their Tyrannothighs, coming together in Tyrannoglory, had Tyrannorections, and they were both guys. Putting his pants on and running to heaven, which still is in Texas, as all of you know, Cletus woke God up upon a new Devon, and shaking her shoulder, he blurted out slow, "There's nothing that's wrong with me, has to be wrong with them, make it be wrong with them, oh my God, please, my ego can't take it, it's easier to condemn Tyrannoqueros than my own knees." God had been knowing that this day was coming, since she was omnipotent, also his kin, asked him if he would be rather forthcoming to tell her what else that he wanted to sin. From the top of his head, his kids didn't honor him, coveting asses he thought was a crime. He didn't like insulting pictures drawn of him. Oh, and a right, though, was that other time. God took out her pencil and took out a blank sheet and wrote down commandments one after the other. Everything Cletus had said he had wanked at, all too obscure what aroused her poor brother. Gnostics, we know, called Cletus a total git. Didn't he listen? No, we were appalled. But all of the bad dogma, God doesn't mean it. She's covering Cletus's ass, and that's all.